Welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Moili'ili Honganji. Moili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moili'ilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Moili'ili Honganji Buddhist Women's Association in memory of all of our past members. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Shingo Furusawa of Humpa Honganji Hawaii Pitsui. Good morning, Reverend Furusawa.
Everywhere the Buddha casts light, immeasurable, boundless, unhindered, unequaled light lord of all brilliance. Pure light, joyful light, the light of wisdom. Light constant, inconceivable, light beyond speaking. Light surpassing sun and moon in center force, illuminating countless worlds. The multitude of beings all receive this radiance. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for tuning into this program. Today, I'd like to talk about Let Us Live Now. Since this year, 2021 arrived, 3 months have passed. Time flies so fast. I'm sure that many of you made New Year's resolutions at the beginning of this year. What resolution did you make? Of course, I believe it's very good for us to make future goals and to try our best to accomplish them. But Buddhism teaches us that the present is the most important, and we must treasure every moment of our lives. At my temple, the Honpa Honganji Hawaii Betsuin, members and ministers often recite the homages. The homages emphasize that the now is very important, such as hard it is to be born into human life. Now we are living in it. Difficult it is to hear the teachings of the Blessed One. Now we hear them. In this way, Buddhism teaches us that now is the most important. So we must treasure each moment of our lives. If we ignore our present life, what will happen? Today, as an example, I'd like to introduce a story about a caterpillar. Once upon a time, there lived a caterpillar. His name was Kata-chan. Every day, Kata-chan ate leaves. But one day, he had a question. Why do I have to eat leaves? He knew that caterpillars will be butterflies. So he thought, I must eat leaves to be a butterfly. And he dreamed, I'd like to be the most beautiful butterfly among the others. Since then, Kata-chan began to eat many leaves every day. Even when other caterpillars played or slept, he continued to eat leaves. As time passed, Kata-chan dreamed only of becoming a beautiful butterfly and ignored his present life. He stopped cleaning his house, so it became very messy. He stopped taking care of his yard. Thus, many weeds grew. This continued on and on. As a result, Kata-chan became a very big caterpillar. To make the cocoon, the caterpillars spit out silk. Kata-chan spit out much more silk than other caterpillars. Of course, his cocoon was much bigger than others. When spring came, the caterpillars transformed into butterflies and left their cocoons. Kata-chan also left his cocoon, but when he was a caterpillar, he ate too many leaves, and his body became too big. Now, compared to his body, his wings were too small. He tried to fly, but he quickly fell down to the ground. The other butterflies enjoyed flying in the sky, but Kata-chan could not. Looking at others, he cried and said, "My life is so terrible! Ah!" What do you think about this story? Please do not misunderstand. This story never said that we must not dream. It's very important that we have future dreams and try our best to accomplish them. Kata-chan tried his very best to accomplish his goal. But why did he fail? It is because he ignored his present life. When his room was messy, he did not care. He also gave up taking care of his yard. Our lives are composed of an accumulation of each and every moment. This story tells us, if we ignore these present moments, we will fail in our lives, like Kata-chan. At the beginning of this message, I read a passage from the Shōshinge, written by Shinran Shōnin, the founder of Shin Buddhism. I'd like to read it again. Everywhere the Buddha casts light, immeasurable, boundless, unhindered, unequaled light lord of all brilliance. Pure light, joyful light, the light of wisdom. Light constant, inconceivable, light beyond speaking, light surpassing sun and moon in sent forth, illuminating countless worlds. The multitude of beings all receive this radiance. The passage includes many difficult words, but Shinran Shōnin reveals that Amida Buddha is light. And the Buddha's light always illuminates all places and all beings. In other words, the light illuminates us right here and now. Even now, if we forget about Amida Buddha, the Buddha's compassionate light illuminates us at this moment. If we ignore each moment of our lives, we will waste Amida's untiring compassion. So let us treasure each moment of our lives. Since last year, we have had hardships and difficulties due to the COVID-19. And we tend to worry about our future. But let us get through this situation by listening to Amida Buddha's teachings and treasure every moment of our lives. Thank you very much for listening to this message. Today, the Moiriri Honganji Buddhist Women's Association is sponsoring this program. Thanks to them, I'm able to share the Buddha Dharma with you. I'd like to extend my appreciation to the BWA. In closing, Let us recite the Onenbutsu. Please put your hands together in Gassho. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Namandabu, 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 Namandabu.
Thank you, Reverend Fujisawa, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, March 28th, the speaker at a 9 a.m. Zoom service will be Ms. Kaleo Sampson. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, the Moiliilihonganji Buddhist Women's Association, and our speaker, Reverend Shingo Fujisawa. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Yuka Hasebe of Humpa Honganji, Hawaii Bethuin. Namo Amida Butsu.